Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Wednesday, January 19th. First, the weather. Look for lots of sun, with highs in the mid-70s and lows in the mid-60s. Let's get things started with COVID. 3 new monoclonal antibody sites have opened in South Florida. The goal is to meet demand for the treatment that can help keep high-risk people ill with COVID out of the hospital. The new sites are at Miami-Dade College North Campus, Markham Park in Sunrise, and West Boynton Recreation Center in Palm Beach County. Hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. The sites offer the treatment for free. Appointments can be made at patientportalfl.com. Monoclonal antibody treatments are designed to give the immune system an extra boost to help combat the disease, enough to hopefully keep people out of the hospital. For more on the COVID crisis in Florida, go to miamiherald.com. In food news, Jenny Goldfarb won over Shark Tank investor Mark Cuban and has founded Mrs. Goldfarb's Unreal Deli. Now the former Miami schoolgirl has her product in Publix. The Unreal brand plant-based corned beef, turkey and steak is also for sale at Whole Foods and other national grocery chains. And at Publix, if you want a pub sub with the vegan meat, all you have to do is buy it from the produce section and bring it to the deli counter for it to be made. In politics, the August primary is just 7 months away. But Democrats have little clue whose names they'll be marking on their ballots for 2 of South Florida's most competitive congressional races. 2 first-time candidates who made early announcements have both since dropped their bids. And even with proposed new congressional maps shaping up to give Democrats a fighting chance at flipping Florida's 26th and 27th districts, no Democrat has registered a campaign committee. The uncertainty has led to months of finger-pointing in Miami's political world about not challenging Republican U.S. Representatives Carlos Jimenez and Maria Elvira Salazar. In sports, Bam Adebayo is back. The Miami Heat center missed 22 games after undergoing surgery for a torn thumb ligament. But on Monday night, he finished with 14 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 assists in his first game action in 7 weeks. And the Miami Heat beat the visiting Toronto Raptors. And finally, headed to Epcot for the International Festival of the Arts anytime soon? Prepare for longer lines than usual. The snaking queues have nothing to do with people social distancing for COVID. They're apparently clamoring for a new souvenir, the Figment popcorn bucket at the Pop Eats food stand, located on the World Showcase Plaza. The purple snack container is in the shape of Imagination Pavilion's popular dragon, who also happens to be the annual fest's mascot. The fest runs Friday through February 21st. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.